News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome on board On the Mark. We're delighted to have you with us this morning. Our number is 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to put OTM at the start of your message. And we're proud to tell you that we're brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. On the Mark is brought to you by Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915. 4th Street in Sunbury and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Find out more about them at www.sunburymotors.com. They invite you to visit the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. They specialize in all types of service on vehicle, state inspection, nitrogen for tires, and they're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. till 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can find them on the web at www.sunburymotors.com. Check out their online specials or build a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia to your precise specifications. And they sell Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. And they are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. We have an open phones day. We have some interesting stuff to talk about. We have a caller waiting already. And we have an email from EB who wants to take our first caller to task. But we'll give you the first word, Stan, and then we'll go on from there. Good morning. Are we going to be talking guns again today?
Nope, not about guns. We're going to talk about cocaine.
Cocaine. All right, fire away.
I'm going to ask you a question, Joe, as the mayor of Shamokin Dam. If a bag of cocaine was found one of your offices or part of the building there at City Hall that was not generally open to the general public, how hard would it be for your police department to discover who put it there?
Well, that's a good question. Now, we don't have a record of everybody who comes and goes. As I understand it, this was at the main area where guests who are coming to take a tour of the White House, who wouldn't have been previously vetted, where they go in. So I would say that they probably could do it a lot easier than we could.
But yet, the premier law enforcement agency in this country is putting out that they may never know who left it there.
Okay. Why? Well, how would they know for sure who left it there?
Well,
if they didn't get
video.
How
many video cameras do you think are in that area?
I have no idea. But, you know, you would have to know. We don't know what kind of container it was in. We don't know whether it was. They said a bag, I think, was the word I heard.
Right.
All right. So if they had a video of somebody dropping the bag off, I'd say, by golly, we know who did it and we can go after them because we knew who was coming through the door at that time. But
now,
we don't know. So I'm sure it wasn't Hunter Biden.
Talking about the premier law enforcement agency, they could find everybody that showed up in D.C. on January 6th, but you don't think they can find out who dropped a baggie of coke in the White House?
Well, that's a good
point. When they have visitors' logs, and my understanding from listening to people that have been in that area of the White House, which is the West Wing, that it's not open to the general public, it's open to staffers and their guests and the press. They're all vetted before they come in there, and when they go in there, they sign visitors' look, so they know who's there.
Okay, but
so,
unless they have,
yeah, I'm just asking, how hard would it be for your department to discover something like that if they had that much information?
Well, of course, the number of people coming through the Shamokin Dam Police Department and Borough Office Building, and the number of people going through the White House are entirely different numbers.
Yes, but down there they have videos, they have visitor logs, and they're vetted, the people in that area.
Well, if your point is that they should
be able...
You
don't have that kind of information in Shamokin Dam, but they do.
Okay, your point's well taken. If they have all this stuff down there, obviously they don't just let anybody go in and out of the White House the way we let anybody come in or out of the Burr Shamokin Dam office building, but, you know, I agree with you, they should be able to determine who it was who left it there. But so far they haven't, and so far they haven't announced that they've gone after anybody. But for all you or I know, Stan, they may be working on it, they may be following leads, they may be checking things out right now, and they may be headed for an arrest in the next day or two.
Well, I
know a lot of people thought, oh, cocaine, it must be Hunter Biden. But I understand
that is a conspiracy theory out there that, yes, and if it is determined that it would be Hunter Biden, he would be in violation of his sweetheart plea deal agreement,
right,
to get the 2-year diversion for the gun form crime.
Well, when asked about it yesterday, Karine Jean-Pierre said that he comes through another door. So
okay, well, that's right. We can't put it on Hunter. He's the most obvious suspect, but we won't put it on him. We'll just put it on somebody in the White House, because, or somebody that visited, but they have visitors' logs. So, you know, they should be able to figure out who did it.
Well, I mean,
and there should be fingerprints. I would think there'd be fingerprints on the bag.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes cloth doesn't carry fingerprints very well, you know.
Well, cloth, I'm thinking it was probably in a little Ziploc bag. Well, why would you put cocaine in a cloth bag?
I don't know. Why would you bring cocaine into the White House in the first place? You're dumb enough to do that.
That is a great question, isn't it?
If you're dumb enough to do that, you're dumb enough to put it in a cloth bag.
Well,
you know,
time will tell, won't it? And I hope they find out who it is, because it's a crime. And of course, this president claims that he's the law and order guy. You know, and he wants to, stop all crime, and he's going to stop all crime, but, the White House is a crime scene.
Well,
that is against the law.
Bad week for the White House. They're not having a lot of good luck, and this is just the icing on the cake.
Right, and he lost his student loan thing and all that. You know, it's just terrible.
Yep.
I feel for the man.
Well, some of this is self-inflicted wounds, quite frankly. You know, the college loan thing, even Nancy Pelosi, I love how the left is melting down over this college loan debacle, if you will. But even Nancy Pelosi said it was illegal, and even the president himself questioned whether or not he had the authority to do it. And then everybody wants to blame and pack the Supreme Court because they made a ruling in conformity with the Constitution and the law.
I'm of the theory that if you take a loan out like that, you pay it back. Now, everybody on the left is complaining about the PPP loans that evidently a bunch of them were forgiven. And for them to have been forgiven, I'm thinking the law was written that way. And it was Democrats in charge when that law was written.
Okay. I'm not certain about that, but I'll take your word.
What, that they weren't in charge? They had the House.
Yeah.
Now, I think the Republicans had one vote majority in the Senate. Okay? So, yes, the Democrats were in charge when that was written. So why did the Democrats write such a provision in? You know, it would have all been unnecessary if they hadn't shut the economy down and closed businesses and everything else. Wouldn't have been necessary.
True.
So
can't argue that,
but the people that wrote it into law, now they're crying, hypocrisy, because some of the Republican Congress people took the loans out because they had businesses and whatever.
Okay.
And so that's what they're screaming. Hypocrisy for that, but, can't pay back student loans.
Well, it's Hypocrisy Thursday here on the program this morning.
All right.
Thanks.
It'll be a good day then.
Take care, Stan. Thanks for your call.
All right. Have a good one.
Take care. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We really didn't get a lot of chance to talk about the Supreme Court rulings. I was off on Friday, and then, of course, Monday and Tuesday we didn't have a program, and yesterday we got into other things, and the mass shootings and gun information or gun discussions. But, the college equal protection decision by the United States Supreme Court, they handed down a major ruling on affirmative action last Thursday, rejecting the use of race as a factor in college admissions as a violation of the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. In a 6-3 decision, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote in the majority opinion that, quote, a benefit to a student who overcame racial discrimination, for example, must be tied to that student's courage and determination, or a benefit to a student whose heritage or culture motivated him or her to assume a leadership role or attain a particular goal must be tied to that student's unique ability to contribute to the university. In other words, the student must be treated based on his or her experiences as an individual, not on the basis of race, the opinion reads. Many universities have for too long done just the opposite, and in doing so, they have concluded wrongly that the touchstone of an individual's identity is not challenges best tested, but skills built or lessons learned, but the color of their skin. Our constitutional history does not tolerate that choice, the opinion states. I like that sentence. They have concluded wrongly that the touchstone of an individual's identity is not challenges bested, skills built, or lessons learned, but the color of their skin. Our constitutional history does not tolerate that choice. Justice Roberts was joined by Justices Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, obviously the six conservatives on the Supreme Court. Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote the main dissent, joined by Justices Elena Kagan and in part by Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, who recused herself from the Harvard case due to her previous role on Harvard's Board of Overseers. President Biden delivered remarks last week on it, and he vowed to come up with another way to do it. But, you know, if you look at the Equal Protection Clause in the United States Constitution, it states, "No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws." And I think that makes a very good point. If you look at what the Supreme Court did, they affirmed the Equal Protection Clause of the United States Constitution. In other words, if the law, if you give one person an advantage, haven't you just inherently disadvantaged someone else? If you say, all right, we're going to let you in because of the color of your skin, but we're going to deny you because you're Asian and we have too many Asian people doing too well in college. I think that's a serious problem, you know, that we have to face in this country. And it isn't just the Supreme Court's making these decisions. They have all referred back to the legislature, to the United States Congress, having the capacity and the ability to pass a law that would make all this moot. They can propose a constitutional amendment if they want to. Now, granted, that's not the easiest thing in the world to get through, but still it could be done. And that's the way to do it. Don't blame the Supreme Court because they interpret the Constitution in a conservative way. Don't blame them when the liberals are in charge of the Supreme Court if they assume that the Constitution is more liberal than it is conservative. I think we need to just take a step back here from criticizing the United States Supreme Court and the people who are on it. I think they are hardworking, decent people, all of them, all nine of them. I don't think there need to be 14 more of them, and I don't think they need to be criticized every time they hand down a ruling we don't like. I know that some of the liberal talking heads on TV were just predicting the end of the world here because of this decision. But it's not the end of the world. It's just the Supreme Court saying that we're going to have equal protection under the law. We're going to do it the way the Constitution requires. Anyhow, our phone number is 570-743-9565. If you want to talk about that, you're free to do so. There are other topics we are more than willing to discuss. I've got some things I think you might find interesting, but join us. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com or text us at 70236.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
From the very beginning, we're all about being connected. And year after year, through every stage of life, that need grows even stronger. Which is why Penteladata never stops improving our advanced fiber network. We connect the things that matter most. Businesses, schools, healthcare, governments, and of course, the people who make our community strong. This is technology with a purpose. Stay connected with Penteladata.
Hi, Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. 570-743-9565 is our toll-free our hotline number if you have a cell phone. And let's see, email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Text us at 70236. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Chris from Milton, you're on the mark this morning, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, with the student loan, well, let's see, what was Stan talking about?
Why, you didn't hear him, or what's your question?
Yeah, what was Stan talking about? Just give me a little reminder there. The Supreme Court case, the
right.
Student loan. Yes. Well, there is something in the student loan that gives the law that Congress did put in that did give the president powers to forgive or at least alter the conditions of some loans. Now, the conservative majority thought, led by Roberts, I guess, I think he wrote the decision on that one, said that it was a step too far, and to make a change that big, he would have to have it go through Congress. But, of course, he never defined what the line is there.
Who never
he
defined
it? It was too significant.
The Supreme Court never defined
it? Significant, but he didn't really decide to give a line of what classifies as too significant and what doesn't classify.
You're talking about Justice Robertson's opinion, or Robinson's opinion?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, so, yeah, but it is a debatable issue. I have no doubt that it's a debatable issue. And, of course, we have the best Supreme Court that conservative money can buy.
Now, would you be just as upset if there were 6 liberals and 3 conservatives on the court, Chris? Would you be calling for something to be done about it?
I haven't called for anything to be done about it. I think that what the Republicans did was very rotten, though, overall.
Why? You're talking Merrick Garland now, or are you talking something else?
All sorts of things like that. And the fact that of the 6-3 majority that the conservatives now have on the court,
okay,
3 of them were the only justices that I think got appointed without a filibuster being possible to stop them, because Harry changed the rules.
Well, didn't that also benefit Ketanji Brown Jackson?
Oh, I guess yes. It would be 1 liberal then.
Okay, fair enough.
Fair enough. Now, as far as the Supreme Court decisions go, other Supreme Court decisions, there's one that's a fake legal case.
Which one's that, Chris?
The website decision to say that she does not have to take wedding
websites for gay or lesbian couples, and why is that a fake, Chris?
they gave first names and a telephone number of the people supposedly refused, but of course there were no people refused. She has not just started a website yet. She has not written any websites yet. She has not started the business. It's a totally theoretical business. And they did mention two people that supposedly got refused, and it turns out, no, they did not write the... They did not have any objection because they never knew anything about it. They were a heterosexual couple that were married.
Okay.
And they didn't know. So it was a fake case.
But, Chris,
it was a hypothetical case. And you know what the Supreme Court justices say? We do not answer hypothetical decisions.
All right. The court,
we have to have a real case with real people.
All right, but they do have, Chris.
They did not have a real case with
real
people.
Yes, they did. The court ruled 6-3 for designer Lori Smith, saying she can refuse to design websites for same-sex weddings despite a Colorado law that bans discrimination based on sexual orientation and on race, gender, or other characteristics. The court said forcing her to create the websites would violate her free speech rights under the Constitution's First Amendment. So the state law was requiring her to do it. And she didn't want to, so she appealed the state law to the Supreme Court.
But nobody ever asked her to do one.
Immaterial.
There was nothing to refuse.
It's irrelevant.
There were no people. In most legal cases, you need something to actually happen.
She was challenging.
You can't just make up a hypothetical case.
Chris, she was challenging the state law. That's not hypothetical. The state law required her to do it. She didn't want to do it. She appealed based on that, the fact that the state was going to require her to do something she didn't want to do. And the Supreme Court agreed with her.
Yeah, but there was no case.
But it doesn't matter. It was the state law. If she was going to design websites, she had to design them for everybody based on the state law. She didn't want to do that, so she took it to court. That's her right. And she won.
Shouldn't she wait until somebody actually refuses? Did the cake manufacturer wait until somebody objected to his being refused?
Well, if you were right, then they would have said she didn't have standing to file the suit.
And she shouldn't have been. That's the point.
But she was, and everybody along the way gave her permission to file, so she filed. That's your right under the Constitution.
Yes, but it's not the right, and it's the right, I suppose, to take whatever case they want. But
well,
most cases, the Supreme Court does not just take a theoretical question which has no particulars happening yet.
No, but it did have the state law to work with. And in effect, the state law requiring people to do something against their moral beliefs.
Some
is
of the same stuff was done with the student loan case.
Well, again, you
because
have the equal protection
whether
clause.
Whether they had standing or not was very doubtful because they... The state filed the lawsuit on behalf of a company that was going to make money off it, actually, and didn't want to do it.
Okay. Well, we'll give you the last word, Chris. We have another caller we have to get to.
It's the Supreme Court looking for cases to change the law, with conservatives trying to set up cases they will choose. But they aren't just taking actual cases where people are standing or objecting, where somebody has been punished or happened. And
okay.
That's a very bad sign for the Supreme Court.
As a conservative, may I direct you to the Warren Court and some of their actions back a few years ago when the liberals were in control. Well, I got another caller to take. I just directed you there.
Okay, one sentence I end up.
I know you research things.
The school integration hearing, there was a girl who needed to get into the school. It wasn't a hypothetical case.
Fair enough.
You see the difference?
Oh, I agree with you.
There's the difference there?
I agree with you that there are better cases to come before the court than this one. but she won, and that's it. Hey, Chris, I'm sorry, Chris, we got to move on. Cindy, you're on the mark. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you today?
Fine, thanks. How about you?
I'm feeling better, thank you.
Glad to hear it.
The other day, you read an email from someone who commented about a picture of me in the paper.
That's right.
Which was true. But I just want to say I'm quite proud to be the grandmother of three people, an adult and two little ones, and I'm joyous. It's great to live old enough to be a grandma, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. As a grandfather.
Aren't you glad?
I am.
Old enough to be a grandfather, and they fill your life with joy.
I'd be even happier to be a grandfather at a much younger age.
Well, Joe, we should all rejoice that we get to the senior years because other people did not have those opportunities.
You're right about that.
Chose not to lead their life in a way that led them here. So I'm glad to be here. I wanted to talk about the student loan issue and try to put a perspective on it. I know many of our callers aren't interested in thinking it through in a different way. But so the President of the United States unilaterally acted to spend $400 billion on a cause for which he had apparently some passion. I mean, I think that's a way you could describe what he did, right?
Right.
Why couldn't then the next president do the same thing with $400 billion, except build a wall across the southern border with it? And I'm just saying this because I believe that many of the people who believe in this student loan debacle also would be antithetical, in fact, to building a wall. But there are lots of us who support putting a wall on the southern border. So my point is this. What was wrong for me and what the president did was that he didn't go to Congress and get a bill passed and then spend that money. He acted unilaterally. And we can't have that. That's not what being the president is. It isn't an award to the endless spending of whatever money is your passion. You know, it's just not. And it troubles me. I was greatly troubled by that action. And I have a granddaughter who is in college and who would have benefited from this. If we as individuals believe that our grandchildren are burdened by college debt, we have every opportunity to fix that ourselves by giving them money, paying off their loan, helping them, you know, pay for books, pay for fees, and lobby our congressmen and our legislators to clamp down on the excessive spending at these universities that's led to this problem in the first place. But we don't. We just turn around and say to our neighbor, listen, you know, I ran up my credit card bill this month, and I'm thinking you're better off than I am, so I want you to pay my credit card bill. Here it is. How much of this are you going to pay? And that's just, none of us, I think, would do that, or very few of us would have the gall to go next door, knock on the door, and say, listen, I ran out my credit card bill. Yeah, it's eating out. It's, you know, a new boat I certainly don't need. It's this, it's that. But I want you to pay for it because I think you're better off than I am. So you should pay that bill. I shouldn't have to pay the bill, but I still get the value of it, right? I still get to have the boat, and I still ate all the meals, et cetera. That's what's gone amok here, in my opinion.
Well, you're right. I mean, the problem is that if it's not worth it to the person who got the education to pay for it, why is it worth anything for us to pay for it? Why should we?
I don't have a problem looking at, and we indeed have many programs to support people going to college, paying off their loans, in fact, or forgiving them outright for critical employment.
Right.
If you take a government job or a job in a nonprofit sector after college and you pick the designated ones, that forgives your loan. Work there 5 years, it forgives your loan. Well, that's not good enough for these people. Okay? If you, in many cases, for example, teachers, if you go to a low-performing school district and work there, we forgive your loan. No, don't want to do that.
And the military, if you join up the military, they'll pay for your college education. You have to give them a few years in return.
Right. If you in high school made the added effort of taking advanced placement courses or dual enrollment courses, which are offered at a huge discount, 75% off at Bloom. Now, albeit, the summer after you graduate, you go right into college. None of this going to the beach, partying, et cetera. You put your nose to the grindstone. You can evaporate. My daughter went in with a year and a half of college already accomplished, and it might have cost us $300 total.
Wow.
You know, but do these young people and or their parents embrace these opportunities to save money? No. It's like, you know, I clip coupons, and some people scoff at that. Well, then fine. You pay the extra money of those items. Don't ask me to pay the extra money. I could sit down and clip the coupons. I could make an effort to save money. Well, the other problem for me was that this Biden student loan forgiveness extended to people with incomes of $250,000 a year.
Yeah, well, they should certainly be able to pay for their kids' education at that level.
That is ridiculous. If you're earning $250,000 a year, I just don't want to hear it. I assumed it was for people $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, $30,000 a year. Now, part of the problem was that they pushed a lot of student loans on low-income kids who went to poor-performing colleges. For example, Cheney had and that's part of the PASHE system, that's part of our Pennsylvania colleges. Cheney had an abysmal graduation rate, and they pushed and pushed for kids to go down there, take college courses. Just up the road, not 10 miles away, was Westchester, with a much better record of graduating students and helping them get jobs, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, no, we got to keep Cheney. So we kept Cheney, and we sent kids there. Kids chose to go there. They got hustled, as far as I'm concerned. It was a fraud in there, and they went for a year or two, failed out. And those people now have college loans, $6,000, $8,000, $10,000 college loans.
We'll give you the last word, Cindy. We got a break coming up, so go finish up.
I think that the Supreme Court made the right decision. The president, no matter what their passion, cannot go into the government and just spend money, tra-la-la. They have to get the consent of Congress. And that, ladies
Amen.
And gentlemen, is in the Constitution.
Amen. And even their own people in their own party said they thought it was illegal, but then the liberals just melt down when they actually come down with the Supreme Court decision. Hey, thanks, Cindy. We appreciate your call. I said the other day, I don't think you look old enough to be a grandma. But
oh, hey, listen, I quit dyeing my hair. I'm proud to be a grandma. There's nothing wrong with that.
No,
I'm proud of it. But
fair
thank
enough.
You, Joe.
Take care. We'll
Bye.
See you. All right, 570-743-9565. 570-743-9565. We have some texts, some emails. We'll get to those. But callers are more than welcome at 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Ward.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door,
and some things that don't.
Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep. We have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Welcome back to On the Mark, 570-743-9565. Our lines are open. Give us a call. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. Chris brought up the Lori Smith case that the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 for the designer, saying she can refuse to design websites for same-sex weddings despite a Colorado law that bars discrimination based on sexual orientation, race, gender, or other characteristics. The court said that forcing her to create the websites would violate her free speech rights under the Constitution's First Amendment. The decision suggests that artists, photographers, videographers, and writers are among those who can refuse to offer what the court called expressive services if doing so would run contrary to their beliefs. But that's different from other businesses not engaged in speech and therefore not covered by the First Amendment, such as restaurants and hotels. Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote for the court's 6 conservative justices that the First Amendment, quote, envisions the United States as a rich and complex place where all persons are free to think and speak as they wish, not as the government demands. Gorsuch said the court has long held that the opportunity to think for ourselves and to express those thoughts freely is among our most cherished liberties and part of what keeps our republic going and strong. I agree with him on that. The decision is a win for religious rights and one in a series of cases in recent years in which the justices have sided with religious plaintiffs. And, you know, I agree, and I've said in this program many times, if you're in business and your door's open, you know, you should serve everybody. But in this case, I've got to admit that I do understand where the Supreme Court's coming from. If it's something that is my expressive opinion, or I write things, and you're telling me I've got to write something I don't believe in, or if I paint things and you're telling me I've got to paint a picture I don't want to paint, that I don't believe in, then I think the Supreme Court did the right thing here. They upheld an individual's right to their own free speech. Okay, we've got some callers lined up, so we'll get to them right now. And first is Jim from Ashland. You're on the mark.
Good morning. You know, you should be able to do what you want as a business within reason. And if you have beliefs, I mean, our founders had beliefs. They believed in America. And so I see it as a free speech issue that if they choose because they're religious to not do something, they should be allowed to. It's not that the minority should be able to tell the majority what to do. What do you guys think?
Well, there's a difference here. I mean, I think if you're selling, and I think Justice Gorsuch pointed it out correctly, you're running a restaurant. I don't think you should be able to keep people from coming in your restaurant because of their race, religion, the color, whatever. I don't think you should. If you're in business to sell food and you open the door and you got a sign outside and you're advertising saying, come in here and eat here, then you have an obligation to serve everybody. But if it's something creative that I do, if I, let's say, if I'm writing wedding invitation cards or greeting cards, and you tell me to write one for something I don't believe in, then I think I should be allowed to turn you down, don't you?
Yes, exactly. Creativity is something that is yours. And I know I don't have much and as far as, you know, art type things. I totally get that. And I would hope that people would just be a little more understanding.
Yeah, you're right. Your phone's breaking up a little bit. But, you know, let's take another example. Let's say I videotape weddings. All right. Now, if I set up by, I advertise, I say I videotape weddings. You need your wedding videotape. Give me a call or record it in some form. I guess videotape's kind of out the window now. I'm dating myself. But if I do that and you say we're having a gay wedding and I want you to video it, and I say, no, I don't want to, there I think that they should be, you know, forced to do it because it's not, in one respect, it's creative. In another respect, it's not. You know, the just shooting the video, anybody can do. But once you get to editing it and putting in titles and doing things like that, now you're into creativity. So now you have a problem. You're still with us? Okay.
I'm in a dead zone. I'm going to let you go. Have a good day.
Okay, thanks a lot. We appreciate your call. All right, let's see. Joe from Sunbury, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, well, I was calling in about the same thing because over the years, and you just said that you had changed your mind on this, the idea of, that you can't be compelled as a business to do certain things because
only,
of religious...
Only for the creative side, Joe.
Well, and that's her religion, right?
No, but I'm talking about...
Back to her religion does not agree with what the case wanted her to do. If Chris... part of it that there's no one there that really made this claim, and it is against the state of Colorado, I understand that, but Chris has a different idea. But right, so you're do you say, and you can generally say creativity, but this was particular about her religion, right?
Well, it was, but they wanted her to design websites, or she could have been compelled to design websites for something she didn't believe in. But it's her creativity.
Her religion. That's a simple question. But anyhow.
No, wait a second. One second. It's the creative issue that I get. I still think people should be, if they're in business, they should serve all comers. But where it's something creative that you do, that something that's unique to you, your ability, then I think you should have the right to say, no, I don't want to do it.
Well, you seem to open up the door a lot further than the Supreme Court did. Any creativity, not just if it goes against your belief. I thought that was part of the gist of the thing, that it went against her belief.
It is.
But you're saying anything creative, so you are...
No, I'm not.
You're
saying...
giving the power to the person asking for something, then.
No,
more power.
I'm saying if my creative ability is something you want to purchase, and you want me to use that creative ability for something I don't believe in, I should have the right to turn you down. But if I'm not in a creative endeavor, if I'm cooking hamburgers, and I say to you, I don't want to serve you hamburger
really
because you're gay, then I'm wrong.
I can do that at home.
Right?
That's not really creative and unique to anybody. I have had hamburgers that are better than others.
Okay. We all
have. Just going back for over the years, because I don't think we're going to get anywhere here, but going back over the years when it was the cake designer, you and I had the same, and you wouldn't get off the idea that he had the right to deny services. I don't understand how this case brings to light your change of mind.
Well, it's not. Actually, if I'd have thought about it then, but the Supreme Court didn't rule on the creativity issue back in that case. And in this case, they did. And
right.
It made me think. I changed my view on the fact that creative people should not be compelled to do something that's against their beliefs.
Well, what if I would say... like some people on TV, their cooking is quite creative,
okay.
Right? It's unique to them. They claim that. They may even have some rights to it. Or even if you make a knife, if you're creative, I think you have opened the door, and I don't mind, because I think a business should, more or less for any reason, I know there's like 50 protected people in the United States, categories of people, and it got way too large. Now this lady is included in that protective category by the government, and I think that it's just getting to the point where you get all those protected people, everybody will be protected and nobody will be protected. But yeah, well, I was just wondering about how the cake designer and this had changed your mind.
Well, that's how, because I honestly don't think if it's something. Now, you're making the case. You said I opened it up. You opened it up by saying a knife maker could be creative. I guess a gunsmith could be creative, too.
Hey, you said that. I said this is strictly, not strictly, but this is religious.
But what I'm thinking of is intellectually. In other words, my intellectual property, my ability to write something.
Have you ever made a knife?
No, I've never made a knife. No. But
no. Okay, let me ask just quickly.
Okay.
I wish Mark was here for the postal worker who had his job returned to him through the Supreme Court, right? Are you a little familiar? We haven't talked about that one yet.
Yes, I am.
But Mark was like, well, no matter who you work for, they don't have to create accommodation for you, right?
Oh.
And this was the Lori Smith one was about public accommodation also.
But the Supreme Court ruled that unless it's a major imposition and costs you a lot of money,
right,
you do have to make those concessions.
Right, and that was before this the postal worker case, right? That was known before. And they said that the post office didn't accommodate him, and they could have. But Mark had the whole, let him call in, but he had the whole idea that, well, whoever you work for, they can tell you if you don't listen to my rules and I make rules up in the middle of the stream, you know, I can just get rid of you. And that's not, I thought that was Mark's position, just in a nutshell, you know, so he can call in and elaborate, or
maybe he will.
if he comes back, I thought that was a good one, because I didn't agree with him on that either, because of what you said was established prior to that they have to make accommodation.
Right.
And for one guy, the postal worker, that they had him working those Sunday, or not Sundays before, and then forced him to, one guy, they surely could have made accommodation, and they knew it, and they lost in court just to fight it.
Okay, fair enough, Joe. Thanks so much for your call. Always appreciate talking to you. 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemarketwkok.com. Text us at 70236. We'll be right back.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could chop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Raising your grandchildren or loved ones' children is an honor that allows them to live, grow, and thrive among family. Providing a safe, loving home is rewarding and challenging, but you're not alone. Pennsylvania Kin Connector is here to help kinship families. Kin Connector is a free resource of skilled, compassionate professionals who will connect you to services, training, and support groups. Call 1-866-546-2111 or visit kinconnector.org today.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Hey, keep your eyes on the road, but listen up, because I've got some exciting PA Turnpike information coming in hot. Get this. Easy Pass can save drivers nearly 60% on PA Turnpike tolls. And as a big-time road pro, I'm telling you, that's a lot of savings. Find a local retailer at paturnpike.com and get your own Easy Pass today. Okay, eyes on the road. Bye.
Sponsored by the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan, 570-743-9565. Squeeze in one more caller if you're so inclined. We have a number of texts and an email that we didn't get to. We'll cover the texts first. It says, Joe, your example of people videoing weddings is not good because the creativity begins from the beginning of the recording. A good cinematographer is creative. That's true. I won't disagree with that. You know, finding the right shot, lining it up, the color, everything else. But I don't know. That's not as much personal as it is technical. In other words, what I think and what I translate from what I think into writing or into an expressive piece of art that I create is a little bit different than using technology to produce a result. And while you may be extremely talented at assembling that technology, it's you manipulating other things created by other people, not your own individual creativity, I guess. Although you can debate that point, and maybe you want to. If you do, give us a call. Another texter says, Cindy is correct. I know someone that was in NG, went to Iraq, and received 2 degrees from Bloomsburg University and has 0 student loan debt. It can be done. Well, that's certainly the way to do it. If you can do it, if you have the ability, fine. You don't make any, you're not a burden on society that way, I guess. Let's see. Any unconstitutional law can be challenged, Chris. It happens daily. The Asian students being discriminated against would call your objections fake news. And then another one about Chris's call. Chris, the web designer case is not fake. It was a preemptive case against an unconstitutional law. I see you're listening to the fake news mainstream media. And finally, Judge Jackson Brown should have recused herself simply for being selected for Supreme Court through affirmative action. Well, that's a little cruel because she certainly was a well-qualified jurist. She has an outstanding reputation, or she, you know, we may not agree with her politically, but, you know, she certainly has earned a seat on the United States Supreme Court. And then one of our emailers says, EB, says, well, fake news Stan sure earned his nickname on yesterday's show. He claimed the Philadelphia shooter was a BLM supporter. According to NBC News, officials say his social media posts were, quote, contradictory in nature, and therefore could be supportive of different ideologies or beliefs. In other words, he could be a BLM supporter, or he could be a deranged, gun-obsessed, nut-job conservative. Stan also claimed the shooter is transgender. I guess his apparent hatred for trans people further clouded his reason. I don't think Stan hates anybody, to be honest with you. That's a little harsh. That theory was floated by a professional lunatic, Marjorie Taylor Greene, not exactly a trusted source for accurate information. Law enforcement officials in Philadelphia have clearly stated that the shooter was not trans and is only ever identified as male. This is just another attempt by the radical right to invent reasons to spread hatred and bigotry toward the trans community. Stan, why don't you try getting your information from respectable sources for a change? You sound a little deranged when you make claims that are easily disproven. Actually, I heard, and I don't know where I heard it, that the shooter was trans, but, you know, maybe that was fake news, too. Hard to say. And one final thing today. I wanted to save this because I think it shows, it really points out that there are some people who are a little flaky out there. A mother sent a letter to the popular Ask Amy Advice column seeking if she should press her conservative brother for cash after he was forbidden from his liberal niece's wedding. Twitter mocked the request with one user responding, yep, that's a progressive Gen Z for you. By the way, they want you to pay off their student loans too. 4 months before my daughter's wedding, she told me that her uncle, my brother Dave, would would make her feel unsafe if he was a guest. She asked me not to invite him. And they didn't invite him, but then they wanted, because he had given $1,000 to other relatives, they want to hit him up for $1,000. He didn't attend the wedding, he didn't send the money, and they're upset about it. Maybe we could talk about this on Monday. Hey, thanks for being with us. And On the Mark, I'm Joe McGranahan. We'll look forward to seeing you Monday on WKOK, Sunbury, Pennsylvania. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company.